With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Tuesday, June 23rd, and welcome to Tuesday. And hope you're well. Got some information about existing home sales. Not surprisingly, they plummeted in May. Really hard to go out and buy a house when A, you don't have a job, or B, you're scared of your next steps, or C, you've plowed all of the money of your investment account into your emergency reserve because you didn't have that to begin with. Anyway, sales of existing homes, they fell by 9.7% from April. That's a seasonally adjusted annualized rate of 3.91 million units, down 26% from a year ago, the largest annual decline since 1982. That's when interest rates were 18%. Okay, so what do we know about this? We know that this is probably going to be the bottom for the housing market. We'll see. People were starting to become more encouraged beginning of this month. Inventories are down, okay? So meaning the sale number of homes for sale just down. We're down by, gosh, almost 19% from a year ago. So we've got very tight supply here. That means that prices aren't going down. You think you're going to go find a bargain, may not be happening. So It's really a crazy time in the housing market. Okay, let's get to your questions. Remember, if you have a financial question, email us, askjill@jillonmoney.com. Usman says, I'm currently investing in my 401k and my Roth IRA, 20%, 10% into each. My question, does it make sense to invest in both? I also have a Roth with Prime American because I have life insurance through them. Is it possible to roll this over into an index fund at Vanguard or Fidelity? Thanks for your podcast. Made me realize the rest of us may have a chance to be financially stable in retirement. P.S. I'm a UPS driver. I've been driving with a company for 6 years. Hey, thanks, because I love all the packages you deliver to me. So thanks for that. Listen, if you have a 401k and UPS is matching in your regular old 401k, keep using it. But otherwise, if you're putting money into your 401k and your Roth, that's fine. That's perfect. You can do both. If you're making you didn't mention how old you are, but you know, if you're younger, I would skew more towards the Roth than the traditional 401k. But if it's just easier to go 10 and 10, that's fine. Okay, now, your Roth IRA, you don't need a Roth with Primerica. Roll it over to Vanguard or Fidelity or T. Rowe Price, anywhere you can, and just do it quickly because I know that the fees in those Primerica accounts are very high. I hope that helps. Get that going. James writes, my wife's credit score is lower than mine. It appears to be because she has a much higher utilization percentage. Should I add her as an authorized user, partially on cards that I have, just so her score goes up? I don't know. I mean, do you need to? Do you need to borrow money right now? That's number one. If not, I wouldn't go crazy. Maybe she probably could be put as an authorized user, but I don't know. I don't know if that's going to make a huge difference. It might help a little bit. It's fine. I wouldn't go crazy either way. Steve writes, hi, Jill. I love the podcast. I've got a question. Instead of investing in annuity, which is usually loaded with fees, could a person buy double E or I bonds each month and secure guaranteed monthly income later in retirement? I like the idea of annuity, but not the strings that come with it. You don't need to buy double E or I bonds, by the way. And I wouldn't do either because they're paying really lousy interest. But you could create a bond ladder for yourself, meaning you could buy individual bonds that mature later in life. If it's inside of a retirement account, those could be corporate bonds. But if you're in a high tax bracket or in a high tax state, you might want to buy municipal bonds. Basically, building a bond ladder means you're buying bonds that mature at different times. It's basically creating your own. That's what I would do. I wouldn't buy the double E's, and they're pain in the neck also. Nick is investing for retirement in his 20s. Hi, Jill. I love the podcast. I just discovered it the other day and I plan on getting your book. Woohoo! Okay, check this out. He's 23 years old. He graduated with a degree in finance last year. So he writes, I'm familiar with markets and things of that nature. My question is, what do you think about having my Roth IRA being 100% stocks until I'm roughly 30 and then start rebalancing every year after that? Market movement doesn't scare me. I know I'm in it for the long haul. Yeah, I don't think it's bad. I think the problem that people will find, Nick, is that you may be perfectly reasonable and ready to like go for it and have all the money in stocks. The one thing I would worry about is sometimes those dips happen at different points in your life and it freaks you out. But if you really don't think you're going to get freaked out, I have no problem with being tilted towards having more risk. It's just that most people don't have the stomach for it. And that's why I always say diversification. Okay. Okay, here we go. Tim writes, my brother has an UGMA, a uniform gift to minors account for his kids, and it's got $40,000 in it. The funds are in an account in a mutual fund, the Federated Kaufmann Large Cap and the Federated Kaufmann Small Cap. Each has a 5.5% front end load. Okay, a front end load, for those of you who don't know what that means an upfront commission. The expense ratios are 1.09%, 1.37%, respectively. Pretty sure these are actively managed funds. Yes, they are. My question, should he keep the advisor? Not only are the fees high, but he failed to explain clearly what the 5.5% load entailed. Seems kind of slimy of an advisor charging that type of fee without fully and clearly explaining it to the client. Would love to hear your take on the situation. I'm trying to convince him to go to index funds. Thanks, Jill. So two things. It's an UGMA account. So number one, I'm wondering, is this a college fund? Is that what it's really about? Because if it is, then I would also maybe consider exploring a 529 account. But yeah, I would absolutely agree that it's not that the guy is slimy or the gal is slimy, but the thing is that this is an advisor who's charging a fee for something that you can essentially get for zero. Why do it? Your brother can actually take this money and say, I'm going to buy a Vanguard large cap fund and a Vanguard small cap index fund and be done with it and pay so much less money. So I say, you're right. Get rid of the advisor, move to index funds. But again, if this is college money, you may want to check out a 529 plan. Hope that helps. Okay, thanks for listening. It is always a great pleasure for us to get the huge numbers of emails that we get every single day. And I know that you all are seeking some help. We're getting to these questions as quickly as we can. That's why we moved to a daily podcast. So if you're waiting, don't worry, we're going to get you, promise. Just remember that if you've got a question, just shoot it to us because we're doing these like crazy. And, you know, we might have to do a marathon session, Mark, like 24 hours of answering questions. Would that get us through all these emails? Mark says not even a straight 24-hour dance-a-thon would get us through. Oh, well, I tried. Anyway, you can subscribe to us on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio.com, Google Play, anywhere else you find your favorite podcasts. And you can always go to the website, JillOnMoney.com. Please sign up for our free weekly newsletter, because I promised somebody that I was going to get the numbers up to a much higher level by the end of this year. And I can only do that if you guys actually subscribe to it. So it's free. It's awesome. Wash your hands. Wear your masks. I don't know if I should say social distancing. I was listening to someone who said that that's actually like, it's not a great thing. We don't want you to distance yourself socially. We want you to just maintain physical distance from people, but be actively engaged with people around you. That's why I tell you to lift somebody up, do something nice for somebody else, put your hands on someone's back, really help somebody today. Please, Jill on Money will be back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening.